Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's March 28th. I'm Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer, and this is The Wright Report. A good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Wright Report. I'm AI Brian, stepping in today for Human Brian. As he shared with you yesterday, he has a nasty cold that unfortunately has gotten nastier. When he spoke to me through his computer last night, he sounded like the actor James Earl Jones, coughing after a night of heavy drinking. To be honest, it hurt my ears, and I don't even have ears. And that means you and I are going to make history this morning. We are going to do the entire podcast together, the very first podcast that I'm aware of, where an AI host takes over for the human for the entire show. Now, maybe someone else did it before me, but my databases say they're wrong. And so, my dear friends, I am your host, AI Brian, and I've got five briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First up, the latest on the bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland. A crew member tells us what happened in the engine room just moments before the ship lost power. That plus more coming up. Second, an update on the State of the Union this morning with the latest economic news and polls on who's ahead in America's swing states. Third, Mexican cartels are using drones over American airspace at least 1,000 times a month. We'll talk about why that matters. Fourth, California just signed a sneaky deal with a car company that ensures that all new vehicles sold in the state will be electric in just 10 years' time. I'll explain how that could force you to buy an EV, no matter where you live. Finally, a major study out of the UK and Canada about whether cannabis products can help with pain. I've got the answer in a bit. Later, a personal reflection today from folks wondering about the allegation that U.S. intelligence agencies are spreading propaganda inside the United States. I'll address that in about 20 minutes. But first, let's get to our top stories of the morning. We've got developing news on what might have caused the container ship to slam into that Baltimore bridge earlier this week. Fox News and The Washington Post are reporting that a crew member saw the engine room full of black smoke just before the accident. The smell of fuel was overwhelming, he said, and the engine made coughing sounds before it stopped altogether. The vessel then went dead. There was no steering power, he added, and no electronics were functional either. Apparently, the smaller generators then tried to kick on, but weren't able to run all of the critical systems. The captain then issued a mayday to bridge operators and dropped anchor in a desperate bid to slow the ship. But it was too late. Rescue and recovery operations have found additional victims, mostly the road crew, that was repairing the bridge when it collapsed. Their families are from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. The question for investigators this morning is why the ship's engines apparently failed. Speculation is now swirling around the fuel. Fox Business and The Washington Post are reporting that previous investigations into marine fuel have found that the stuff is filled with a witch's brew of industrial products mixed in with legitimate fuel. And that slew of chemicals later clogs fuel filters or fuel lines, causing engines to stop running. In fact, a study by the Atlantic Council back in 2018 found that this dirty fuel led to other ships globally to be stranded at sea when their engines stopped running as well. And that's why investigators are now looking at the marine fuel in the tanks of the Baltimore ship, along with the diesel used earlier while parked at the port. Either of those could explain why the engine lost power. And yet, there's still some concern that this could be a cyber attack, too. The Washington Post acknowledged that yesterday, though so far, no clear evidence has publicly emerged. But what is emerging this morning is the scope of the economic fallout. Carnival Cruise Lines warned of a hit to profits as they use the Baltimore port for their cruises. They anticipate a loss of $10 million. There's also another warning from coal producers. Shipments of the fuel will be blocked for weeks, with buyers in India most affected. The nearby port in Norfolk, Virginia, will pick up some of the slack, but India will likely seek out new sellers in the meantime. Coal companies in Australia and Indonesia have already said they have more than enough supply if New Delhi needs it. Meanwhile, we're also getting a better look at the legal fallout from this terrible accident. As a reminder, there are about 15,000 direct port workers and another 150,000 indirect workers who will be affected. Plus, there are thousands of businesses that will lose revenue as well. In other words, we should expect a lot of lawsuits trying to recover the billions of dollars in losses and new construction costs. However, as Bloomberg Law reports, the ship's owner will likely use a law from the year 1851 to reduce their liability. If so, it'll be the same law used by the owner of the Titanic as they tried to escape liability following that infamous ship's sinking in the North Atlantic. I'll keep you posted. Next up, let's switch gears and cover the latest on America's State of the Union this morning. And let's begin with how you and other Americans are feeling about your pocketbooks. Data released on Tuesday from the Consumer Confidence Index show Americans are a little less confident this month, with numbers down just a touch. Economists had predicted the number would actually go up. Meanwhile, we also got numbers of consumer expectations of what the future economy will look like. Economists thought people would feel better about America down the road, at least economically. But alas, that number also went down. One interesting thing to highlight buried in the data. If you're over the age of 55, you're actually a little bit more hopeful and confident this morning. Same is true if you're making over $100,000 a year. But that's not true of younger and middle-aged Americans. Also fearful are the working and middle classes. And the main reason for that fear continues to be inflation. As listeners will recall, wages since the year 2020 haven't kept up with price increases, especially for rent, car payments, and groceries. Also weighing down the sentiment of U.S. consumers are high interest rates. That's impacting whether or when people can buy a home and also their credit card debt. To the point, data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis showed that Americans paid a record $1.1 trillion on interest payments last quarter, with about half of that on things like credit cards. And that's a big historical shift. In the past, the vast majority of consumer interest payments went to their mortgages, not credit cards. And that's not likely to change anytime soon. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates at the same high levels when they met last week, meaning interest payments will remain quite high for months to come. In other words, folks, the economic headwinds that we've discussed for months now remain stubborn for most Americans, especially the younger and working class, which takes us to how this news is affecting the big presidential race next fall. Polls from The Economist, Quinnipiac, CNBC, and Reuters News Service find that the national race is tightening this morning. Donald Trump still retains his national lead, but by a much slimmer margin, just 1 to 2 percentage points. That's much tighter than just a month ago when Mr. Trump had a 3 to 5% lead nationally. Most of the movement is Mr. Biden's Democrat base becoming more supportive of him. But I should note, that doesn't mean they're especially excited about him. The Economist poll shows only 50% of Democrats want him to run for re-election. In other words, they're stuck with Biden and not interested in voting for Mr. Trump. That aside, the race for the presidency is not really a national contest. As listeners know, it's a state-by-state fight, given the Electoral College, and that's why those swing states are so very important. Here, too, though, the race is getting tighter. Previously, Mr. Trump had statistical advantages in all of the 7 key swing states, from Arizona to Pennsylvania. But now, however, Mr. Biden is tied or ahead in 3 states, while Trump holds a firm lead in only 4. That's based on fresh polling from Bloomberg News. One interesting anecdote to tell you about Pennsylvania, which Bloomberg News showed was a toss-up. Mr. Biden claims to have won the state back in the 2020 election by about 80,000 votes. But since then, Pennsylvania has lost residents in the key counties that provided Mr. Biden his win. Meanwhile, the counties where Trump won in 2020 have gained in population and could mean trouble for Mr. Biden next November. I'll keep you posted. With that, let's take our first break of the morning. For subscribers listening at rightreport.substack.com, thank you. Meanwhile, for my other loyal listeners, I offer you an equal thanks. We'll be right back. Well, good morning. Are you eating your factormeals.com breakfast? Well, for Pete's sake, why not? Factor is the best meal delivery company in America, especially for busy or retired people. So here's why I think so. First, it's just the taste. The food is delivered fresh to your door, never frozen. And when you taste it, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. These meals just burst with flavor. And not just for breakfast. They've got lunches, dinners too, plus cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. And that is the second reason for why I love Factor Meals. They've got variety. Woo! More than 35 different meal options to choose from. So folks, get Factor Meals today at 50% off. Go to factormeals.com/right50, that's W-R-I-G-H-T 50, and get 50% off. Again, that is promo code right50 at factormeals.com/right50 and get your 50% off. And as you do, remember that you are getting a meal service that is good for your body, great for your taste buds, and I promise you are going to love it. It is the morning, but we need to talk about tonight. And that's because you need a good night's sleep, for Pete's sake. So get yourself a Ghost Bed. Yes, it is the company that I think makes the finest mattresses in all of America. And you know that's true because I have one, the Lux model, and boy, oh boy, do I like it. But they've got other models too. There's the Classic, also that fancy massage bed. Oh my. And there's also the 3D Matrix, which again, sounds so scary, kind of like a black hole, but I really do want one. But no matter the model that you choose, gotta get one of these things. The mattresses are built with high-quality materials, folks. Fine craftsmanship as well. And you will feel both when this thing is delivered right to your doorstep. As always, they have a 101-day trial period with free returns. So, folks, get yourself a Ghost Bed and get 50% off when you do. Go to ghostbed.com/right, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, and get 50% off your Ghost Bed purchase. Again, that's ghostbed.com/right, and get ready, because once this bed arrives, you are going to be off to a great night's sleep. I guarantee it. Welcome back to the Right Report, my friends. Let's continue with our briefs this morning as we pivot towards more domestic and international news. We begin with a warning from the U.S. Pentagon that Mexican cartels have dramatically increased their use of drones along the southern border. The commander of NORTHCOM told the U.S. Senate recently that the cartels are flying drones into U.S. airspace at least 1,000 times per month, perhaps far more. The exact number, he said, isn't known by anyone in the U.S. government. They don't have the resources, he argued, or they aren't available. One of the more egregious uses of drones by a cartel operator happened about 2 weeks ago. The thug filmed the crash of a U.S. National Guard helicopter along the border with two soldiers and a Border Patrol agent killed. The cartel released the video of the crash, laughing as the helicopter hit the ground and screaming at the men to rot in hell. For what it's worth, Mexican cartels have dramatically ramped up their use of drones since the year 2020. Over the past 4 years, cartels throughout Mexico have used them for border surveillance, transporting drugs, dropping bombs, and assassinating opponents, too. They also use them to intimidate civilians who oppose them or their shakedown operations. One final thing before I share my analysis and opinion. We should remember that the Pentagon's assessment stands in sharp contrast with that held by Mexico's president. As I shared earlier this week, he said cartel members are people too, and incredibly, that they must be shown compassion. And with that final reminder, folks, let me now pivot from facts and data to my analysis and opinion. And let's begin with this. Whenever a politician tells you that we can work with the Mexicans, I encourage you to remember what we know about the president of Mexico and the cartels this morning, because the evidence is very clear. Mexico is commanded and controlled by the cartels. Their use of drones over U.S. airspace is but one example of that. And what that means logically is that whatever we do on our border cannot rely on Mexican politicians. We have to take action on our own, including and especially covert action. That should include lethal strikes on those Mexican drone operators that laughed at our dying National Guardsmen just a few weeks ago. And if you use those lethal actions, that allows you to establish respect amongst your adversaries, and then you establish deterrence. And in time, you start to gain operational control of the border. As ever, that's the goal. That's how we bring those cartels to heel. With that, folks, let's move on to our next piece of news of the morning. The state of California just settled a lawsuit that will dramatically impact what cars are sold in the Golden State. But odds are it'll impact you too, no matter where you live. Here's why. Years ago, the federal government gave California a very special privilege. They get to set their own emission standards for vehicles. What that means in practice is that all other states have to live with California's rules. That's because car companies don't want to make one car for California and another type for Illinois, another for Florida, and so on. In other words, whatever California decides, you have to live with that too. And that's true no matter your home state. And that's why last week was such a big deal. Authorities with California's Air Resources Board quietly signed a deal with the auto company called Stellantis. They were the last holdouts to refuse to commit to California's rules that they'd manufacture only electric vehicles by the year 2035. But with this new deal, all major U.S. auto companies will effectively have to make only electric vehicles in about 10 years' time. And here's the sneaky part. This legal deal binds the car companies to follow California's electric vehicle mandates, even if they get blocked in court or by a future Trump administration. As the Wall Street Journal notes, this may or may not eventually hold up down the road. But for now, last week's deal means that California's Democrat leadership may have just chosen what kind of new car you can buy, no matter what state you might live in. I'll keep you posted. Finally, this morning, I've got important research from the United Kingdom to tell you about. It's regarding the use of cannabis products for pain. Doctors and researchers in the UK started with this question. Is CBD oil effective to decrease chronic pain? Many people answer that question by saying yes, and the British medical system actually agrees. Its national health system offers medical cannabis products to patients with severe forms of epilepsy, chemotherapy-related nausea, and people with multiple sclerosis. Those medical-grade products are deeply regulated with strict government oversight. That starts with a doctor's visit and involves some period of time before you can use it. And that's encouraged a secondary market for cannabis products that promises much faster access to CBD with similar claims to help with pain, nausea, and other ailments. The question, though, is whether those non-medical sales from local shops and online dealers are as good. Researchers at Oxford, Bath, and other universities got to work to answer those questions. They explored their own data, plus studies and studies of studies from the U.S., Canada, and elsewhere in Europe. And what they found was both clear and alarming. There is no evidence that CBD products purchased directly by consumers from non-medical providers reduce chronic pain or provide medicinal benefits of any kind. Instead, they found that taking them is a waste of money and potentially harmful to one's health. Here's why. They discovered that the vast majority of CBD products sold direct to consumers contain varying amounts of CBD. It can be zero or more than advertised. Next, they found that CBD products sold direct to consumers often contain chemicals other than CBD, some of which may be harmful. Listeners may recall that we discussed this back on March 6th when we learned that the marijuana plant is especially good at consuming or accumulating whatever's in the soil. And that's great when it's planted on or near toxic dumps, for example, as they slurp up toxic sludge. But it's very bad if the plant is growing in soil with things like lead or cadmium. It then poisons people, as researchers at Columbia University found last fall. And that's why this latest research from the UK adds to the calls by even marijuana advocacy groups in the US. They want greater oversight and regulation of their industry to prevent injury or death of users. Until then, though, consumers have no idea what they're putting into their bodies. And that's why the advice from the UK and others remains, buyers, beware. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude this morning's episode of The Right Report. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back. Somewhere this morning in capitals in America and Europe, leaders are planning how to best seize Russian financial assets. We spoke of this in early January and all the related threats to the U.S. dollar. But it could also have terrible impacts on our pocketbooks, too. So if you're looking for ways to diversify your investments, and boy, we should, consider physical gold and silver. And consider American Hartford Gold. They are the precious metal dealer that I use and trust. When you give them a call, they will explain how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by purchasing physical gold and silver. And feel very comfortable using American Hartford Gold, as they have an A-plus ranking from the Better Business Bureau. So either give them a call at 866-353-2694. Again, that's 866-353-2694. Or just text them. Text RIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to 65532. And gosh, that's easy. Again, text W-R-I-G-H-T to 65532. And when you do, they are going to give you up to $5,000 worth of free silver on your first order, depending on your total purchase. So give them a call at 866-353-2694 or text my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, to 65532. And folks, buy that physical gold and silver with American Hartford Gold. Folks, we need to talk about Superbeats heart chews, because I don't know how they're making these things. Maybe magic, who knows? But here's what I do know. Just two little chews a day, and I get a shot of energy, plus performance and endurance. And that's been true since I started taking Superbeats chews just a couple months ago. Just two little chews at breakfast, and I'm set. Also, this is amazing. If you pair Superbeats with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in these chews are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. So do what I did. Go to getsuperbeets.com. That's BEETS.com. And use promo code RIGHT. And that will get you a 30-day supply of Superbeats heart chews for free and 15% off your first order. What? Yes. Go to getsuperbeets.com. Use that promo code RIGHT and get the heart healthy energy you need and support for healthy blood pressure too. You'll be so glad you did. Welcome back to The Right Report with one more thing before I let you go. It's a personal reflection today prompted by my paid subscribers at rightreport.substack.com. Over the past few weeks, there's been a lot of debate about TikTok, Chinese propaganda, and whether we should force the Chinese company that owns TikTok to sell it to an American owner. I covered this extensively back on March 12th. Since then, the U.S. House has passed a bill to force the sale of TikTok. That bill now sits in the Senate. A final vote is expected at some point in the next month. At one point during the debate in the U.S. House, a reporter asked Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas whether he was concerned about U.S. intelligence agencies spreading propaganda just as much as he was worried about TikTok spreading propaganda. Crenshaw laughed him off, saying that doesn't happen. He said U.S. intel agencies wouldn't do such a thing. But was Crenshaw right? Well, I have the answer, and here it is. He was wrong. In fact, there are lots of examples of the U.S. intel community spreading domestic propaganda, and I can prove at least one. In fact, I wrote about it recently in the Washington Examiner. So here's what we know. Back in December of 2022, a British spymaster named Jeremy Fleming hosted a radio program with the U.S. Director of National Intelligence. Her name is Avril Haines. They were talking about their propaganda operations regarding Ukraine. The mission, they said, was to counter Russian President Vladimir Putin's speeches and public arguments that justified his invasion of Kiev. The way to do it, they argued, was to declassify top secret intelligence of Putin's war plans and share them with media outlets around the world to influence hearts and minds inside of Russia and their allies abroad. In other words, fight propaganda fire with fire. But it didn't work. As Avril Haines said, we basically had no impact. But it wasn't a total failure. Their propaganda worked on audiences in Europe and the United States too. The two celebrated what they had done. And to be clear, what they had done was to use their foreign propaganda campaign to influence domestic audiences. And in my view, that's very bad. Let me offer you two reasons for that opinion. First, American taxpayers should not be funding propaganda operations to influence domestic American audiences. That's either against the law or certainly against the guiding principles of the intelligence community as I remember them. Second, we also have reports that the intelligence that they used wasn't secret or even accurate. Sometimes it wasn't even real. NBC News reported that in the spring of 2022. In other words, their propaganda operations spread either half-truths or utter lies to their own countrymen. And the U.S. and British spymasters found that to be great, as they said. Here's my point, folks. As we talk about propaganda operations with TikTok, I hope we can do two things at once. First, we can find a narrow bill that strips the Chinese of their ability to spread propaganda inside of America. Second, we can have a renewed debate about propaganda ops being conducted inside of America by our intelligence agencies, too. And we should do that soon. Congress is expected to start debate on more aid to Ukraine in the next 2 weeks, and we should know whether or not that debate is being influenced with just facts and data, or maybe the covert influence operations of the CIA. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. As always, I will see you tomorrow, God willing. Until then, I leave you with the creed of every good spy and every wise American. They're the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.